What we need you to do is basically deep throat the microphone. On the air for another week. My name is Darian. I've been called the Bobcat Goldweight of horror podcasting. Miss Monica is here. She's been called the Paula Poundstone of horror podcasting.
Oh, can I be somebody better than her?
She's the only obscure 80s stand-up comedian I could think of. Elaine Boozler of horror podcasting. That's all I got, babe.
Oh, God.
Buddy is also in the house. He is the Rich Eisner of horror podcasting.
Gee, thanks.
I'm drawing a blank on stand-up comedians. Monica, you have returned, baby doll. What's up with you? Give us a good news, a good health update on the dog, please.
Yes.
That swallowed the fucking tennis ball.
So this is what happened. For whatever reason, my husband decided to buy them tennis balls.
Okay.
And they're not allowed to play with tennis balls.
Well, we understand why now.
Anything. Because they rip them up and eat them.
Oh.
So, I was in the front yard. There's two dogs, two tennis balls. And I see, you know, they're both like chewing on it.
Right.
And I tell him to drop his because he's getting too crazy with
him.
Right?
Referring to the boy dog.
Yes.
Okay.
So I go to the pickup. I come back and the ball is gone.
Oh.
And I said, hey, there's a tennis ball missing. And he says, what do you mean there's a tennis ball missing? And I said, there's only one tennis ball. I said, oh my God, he ate the tennis ball. So we're like freaking out. We run to the front yard. We look everywhere. Backyard, no tennis ball.
How is the dog at this point? Is he choking or anything?
No, he's so
fine.
Big.
He's fine. Yeah.
Right?
Tennis ball.
So I Google it right away. Yeah, I Google it right away, and it says make your dog vomit like immediately. So I run to the store, get ice cream and peroxide. So I'm going to mix this stuff up because that's what the internet
that
says.
That sounds like something. Yuck. Did you get that off of cakewolf.com? Because it sounds like one of those
podcasts. Add a shot of whiskey.
That's right. You're good to go.
So in the meantime, I call the vet, and I'm like, hey, what do I do? And she's like, okay, you don't want to make him throw up at home because if he does and he chokes, how are you going to get it out? And I was like, oh, fuck, how much is this going to cost?
Oh, man.
So I take him down there and they give him morphine and they're waiting for him to throw up. And I can hear him. He's like crying, right? And pretty soon they come back and they're all, well, he's thrown up twice already and there's no tennis ball. And they're all, how long ago did he eat this? And I'm like 20, 30 minutes ago. And so we wait a little longer. No tennis ball. So now they're like, okay, you just need to take him home. They gave me some laxatives for him.
Shoot the tennis ball out.
Oh. That dog is going to be left to gape. I hope he's got like a sliding screen door on his ass.
Yeah, right?
And they'll feed him whatever he likes to eat to help him pass it, right? So I get home and I'm trying to give him ice cream and he's not feeling it. So then I like try to give him carrots and he ate some carrots, right? So nothing's happening. So hours later, we're like, oh, he's gonna poop. He's pooping. thing, right?
So doing the potty dance, like walking around in a circle.
He's got his tail sticking straight up in the air.
So we're looking at his poop. Like, I have a stick and I'm breaking it apart because it's that big.
Jesus.
And all I see is carrots. And I'm like, how can this be? There's no ball. So he's like, just like, well, how does the carrots come out and the ball doesn't come out? And I'm like, I don't know. Is the ball just sitting there?
Did it turn into a diaphragm?
Did it? It didn't like roll into a gutter or some shit, did it?
We looked at the whole front yard again, right?
Okay.
And we took the shovel and went to the backyard and dug up every hole that he has. And there's no ball. And and so now we're like, oh, God, did she eat the ball? At this point, we're like, she ate the ball. And now I'm just like, fuck it. I go inside. And all of a sudden, he starts yelling, hey, he's all, come out here. So I come out there. He made this little itty-bitty hole by the fence post.
Buried the ball.
Buried the ball!
Oh, wow.
Got you. Joke's on you, Mom.
And it was. Like, it was torn in half.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we were so relieved that he did not eat the ball.
Wow.
But I was really mad because that was a $200 bill.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still had to go to the vet. That's at least a couple hundred bucks. Well, at least the dog's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, he's okay.
Dog got the last laugh.
Jesus Christ. Buddy, how was your week, homeboy?
Oh.
You got a day off today.
Yeah,
huh?
I had a day off today. Yeah.
Nice.
Wife had carpal tunnel surgery today, so got to have the day off
and take care
of her. And yeah, it was good. That's a good day.
Very cool. Yeah. I like that shit. Well, we got the usual crap show to get into here, inmates. We got horror news, a movie to tour, talk about, a little listener correspondence coming at you. Start it off with the old horror news, shall we?
Horror news.
Monica, anything?
Yeah, this really sucks because I forgot my book, so I'm reading it off.
Oh, that's okay. That's what Buddy does every week.
So, have you heard 47 Meters?
What about it?
There's a part two coming out now.
Already?
Yes.
Wow. I guess I need to check out 47 Meters Down, huh?
It's going to be called 48 Meters Down.
Oh,
fucking...
Right?
At least it could have been like 94, so it's doubled.
How about 47 Meters Part 2?
They were actually really upset because this movie was okay, did okay at the box office,
right.
But because it leaked like in 2015, they lost out a lot. But they are making a Part 2.
Cool.
And this is going to be based on being claustrophobic in caves with sharks.
Okay. All right. Well, it's scary. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be terrifying.
I'm going to file that under stay out of the fucking ocean.
Yep.
Yes.
Stay out of the ocean.
And cave diving. What's wrong with you people?
Unless your cruise ship goes down or something like that. Otherwise,
you can't help it.
Stay the fuck out of the ocean.
There's also this movie that I think you guys should keep your eyes out for. Daniel Radcliffe. There's a movie called Jungle.
Hmm.
It's actually based on a true story. It's going to be released October 20th. And this says that pretty much after you watch this, you are not going to want to go backpacking in the jungle.
I have no interest in doing that now.
I don't either.
Why do I want to do that? I'm going to get bot flies or some shit.
Yeah.
Go backpacking in the jungle.
Yeah.
I've seen what's in there. It's not good.
Catch some infectious disease.
Oh, I'm going to go to the rainforest and... look at a tiger. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Tiger's going to eat you.
And there's also one more coming out.
Okay.
It actually was released yesterday.
Hmm.
So if anybody can find it out there, it's called Motor Rad.
Okay.
And I was a little surprised. So it's a Brazilian film.
Okay.
And it's about a group of dirt bike riders.
Mm.
And they're out riding around and they come across some... mean dirt bike riders who are out to kill them.
Okay.
Lots of machetes, I heard.
All right. Oh.
And when I watched the previews, there's no dialogue.
At all?
At all.
The whole movie?
The whole movie. So you can watch this and be just fine.
So you're going to go an hour and a half of just guys chasing each other on dirt bikes
with machetes. Yeah, there's a lot of stunts in it. I saw the trailer for it. It looks pretty good.
Okay.
It's like basically action-packed.
There's been other movies with hardly any dialogue.
Yeah. I hope it has a really good soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, it's probably just going to be all...
Yeah, it was funny because I was like,
I wonder if that's written in the script.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah, that's worth checking out. You say that was Australian?
Brazilian. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So it's Portuguese film, but you don't need to read anything.
Yeah. Who cares?
All right. Yeah.
Nice. Buddy, what do you got, homeboy?
So Kiefer Sutherland will be in the new Flatliners. Sutherland told Metro, "I play a professor at the medical university. It is never stated, but it will probably be very clearly understood that I am the same character I was in the original Flatliners, but that I have changed my name and I've done some things to move on from the experiments that we were doing in the original film."
I like that.
Cool.
Yeah. I was hoping this would be a sequel.
Yes, it is
nice.
A sequel.
Awesome.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Let's see, what do I got? The schedule is out for Freeform's annual 13 Nights of Halloween starting October 19th. So feel free to check that out. It's got a it's loaded with family-friendly frights, including films Haunted Mansions, Addams Family, Hocus Pocus, Paranorman, Sleepy Hollow, Dark Shadows, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween episodes from such as Last Man Standing and The Middle will also be part of the block.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Does anybody have Freeform?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Where? I don't even know where you find. Is that a Roku thing or what?
It might be.
I'll look when we get off.
Yeah, sounds good. Walmart's Halloween shirts are back. Good news. Once again, Walmart has unleashed a handful of their own horror movie t-shirts for the Halloween season, continuing what has become the annual tradition in their stores. This year's crop of shirts bring horror icons like Freddy, Jason, Michael, Leatherface, Pennywise, and Chucky into your closet. Best of all, they're just $7 each.
I was there 2 hours ago. I didn't see shit.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know Walmart carried stuff like that.
I got this one.
Really? You got that at Walmart?
Yeah, that was like last year.
Yeah?
Oh, I'll have to go in there then.
I was there 2 hours ago. I did not see. They had some Halloween shirts, but they were all just like pumpkins and it was like a glow-in-the-dark skull thing. None of that shit.
And the last one I got, the movie It is the best horror box opening ever. Early estimates reported $117 million opening weekend, but by Monday morning, it was closer to $123 million just in the U.S. alone.
Booyah.
Yes.
I like that. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it officially beat out Get Out, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Wow.
That's good times.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's all I got. What do you got?
All right, then. Just take it easy, buddy. Jeez. Don't rush me. Looks like the Day of the Dead remake is slated for a 2017 release. We don't have a date on that yet, but we only got 2 months left, 3 months left in 2017, so it's got to be coming up pretty soon, right?
Wow, yeah.
Did you guys see that last horseshit remake attempt at a remake with Mina Suvari and Nick Cannon?
No.
Day of the Dead?
No.
That was horse shit. That was the
one. I
don't
even know.
It's terrible. You don't want it. You don't want it. I'm going to tell you that right now. They got zombies that like fly and they jump over buildings. And they like crawl up walls and stuff. It's bad.
Wow.
Ving Rhames is in it for like 12 minutes.
That's it.
That's
this is the one where this was like the soldiers, right?
Yeah.
The first one.
Wait, are you talking about the original?
Yeah, the original.
The underground base?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, I did not even know they remade that.
Well, I struggle even to call that a remake because it has not. I mean, it has soldiers in it, but the zombies are just so goddamn absurd. It doesn't really.
Wow.
Fit into, and I don't even know if they're zombies. They're like fucking zombies on crack or something.
Boo.
A very poor remake.
It's terrible. You don't want it. I think I have the disc floating around here somewhere. Piss me off, and I will make you watch it for next week's show. Put that on your back burner there, buddy.
Oh, shit.
We have to be able to find it.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, fuck. All right, anyway. NECA has announced a full line of IT action figures.
Oh.
I'm sure they're going to be anywhere from $100 to $300 a piece.
Oh, I'm sure.
So yeah. I like it. I don't need the action figures. Deacon's just going to come in here and bite their heads off anyway, or one of the dogs will. So, but if you're an action figure collector and you're into Stephen King, you might look into that.
Cool.
Are you guys familiar with a PlayStation 2 game called The Suffering?
Mm-hmm. I have that one.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Love that one. Badass. You're basically escaping from a haunted prison.
Hmm.
It's you got to have the PS2 in order to play it. But now you can play it on GOG.com. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because it's one of those games that I put in and stopped playing because I couldn't figure it out.
It's very Resident Evil like. Oh yeah. Where you got to like solve the puzzle to get out of the cell to get get the gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a PlayStation, so I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, dude, it's a great horror game, which is cool. And there was a sequel to it that's also going to GOG. It's called Ties That Bind.
Oh.
So if you want to play that, you can do that at GOG.com or go over to Monica's house. Apparently she has it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. What else we got here? The Haunting on Long Island, The Amityville Murders has begun filming.
Oh.
Sounds terrible. Sounds like another horseshit Amityville horror spinoff. But this one is actually about the DeFeo murders. So I don't know that there's even any ghost stuff going on in this one.
Okay.
Although it is called The Haunting on Long Island, so... Hmm. There is that. I'm into it. I always wanted a DeFeo murder movie.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where the real horror is as far as Amityville goes.
Okay.
Cool. I'm into that. I might check that out. I don't know. Lastly, trailers are up for Cold Skin. Have you guys seen these?
Uh-uh.
This looks badass. It's I believe it's Portuguese, and it's basically a lighthouse keeper that has to fight off fish people. Come out of the fucking ocean and try to attack him.
So does he like shine the light on him? Is that how he keeps him away?
No, he's got to like fight him with like spears and guns and shit.
Oh, wow.
They're very Lovecraftian. They're like all blue and they got gills. They look like, what would I compare them to? Maybe like the orcs from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they look pretty pissed off. And they got sharp teeth and stuff.
I just pictured the Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna? Who's Charlie Tuna?
The tuna fish guy that's on the can.
Oh, the cartoon thing?
Yeah, the tuna fish.
Okay, first off,
the chicken of the sea guy.
This is a live action film. It's not a cartoon.
Well, that's what I think.
Secondly, this is a horror film, so. Charlie Tuna, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Oh. I just pictured fish people standing there like this.
Boy, I think I'm more impressed that she knew the name. Charlie Tuna. How the hell
did I don't know why. I just went to Porn Star when she said Charlie Tuna.
Well, God. That's not surprising.
Oh, well, yeah. All right, you fucking freaks. Let's get into some listener mail then, shall we?
Yes.
Maybe Charlie Tuna wrote in this week.
That would be cool.
Check out that trailer, though, if you get a chance. It looks fucking gnarly.
Definitely will.
See, there's Charlie Tuna fish.
Yeah, he's going to fight that guy. That's going in the show notes, by the way.
Charlie listener Tuna. Mail.
Oh, we got emails, we got voicemails, we got all the usual suspects here. Let's start it off with some emails. Here comes our old friend Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Haven't heard from this guy in days,
huh?
Subject line, padded room. Holy shit, it's been 6 months since I last wrote you guys, and let me say a lot has happened. First, back in April, I finally turned 21. Holy crap, man.
Wow.
Eric's a young buck, huh?
Yep.
We need to introduce him to Monica. She likes him young. Watch your zipper there, Eric. So where is the next bar party going to be? I finally moved out of my parents' house. Oh, no. It felt weird for me for a while, but I can bring girls over now, and I got my first tattoo.
Oh.
This guy's right up your alley, Monica.
Yeah.
Do you want his email? I'll send him your way.
Sure. We'll meet somewhere.
Absolutely.
At the bar.
I'm pretty sure I got my mushroom tips up. I'm pretty sure I got my mushroom tips sucked somewhere in there. But anyways, enough about me. How are you guys? I think he got a BJ at some point. Our little Eric is becoming a man. Oh,
cute. He's growing up.
Eric, I'm so proud of you. How are you guys? I haven't been able to keep up with the podcast, and I'm pretty sure I missed a lot. How are my guys doing in the Terror Dome? I don't think you even picked anybody this time.
Yeah, I don't think you picked anybody this time.
No, you did not, Eric, so there's that.
And Freddy's already out.
Yes, so there's that too. Did you guys watch Annabelle Creation? And by the time you guys read this, it has already premiered, so what did you guys think about these two movies? Hope you guys have a great week. Here's a little dumb question I heard. Let's see if you guys can answer it. On a scale of 1 to 10, 7 being the best, what is your favorite number of the alphabet? Using fruits and vegetables to explain your answer. Charlie Tuna, for me, is going to be my answer for that one. I don't know what that even means. All right.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah, me too.
You want me to run you through that again?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 7 being the best, what is your favorite number of the alphabet? Using fruits and vegetables to explain your answer. Yeah, I don't know. See what happens? He moves out of his parents' house and he starts experimenting with mushroom tips and things like that. And now he's talking gibberish.
Yeah.
Get it together, Eric. Jesus Christ. Here comes Sean right here in Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Subject line, Terra Dome. Oh, God. Just cool your jets there, Sean. Just wanted to do a quick email to get my Terra Dome picks in. Pennywise over Pyramid Head. Mutant cannibals would eat their way through the blind dead. Creepshow rocks. Sean. Cool. Thanks for writing in, Sean. That's two for Pennywise.
Pennywise over Pyramid Head.
Two for the mutant cannibals. Monica, we didn't get your picks yet, babe. Are
you kidding me?
Who do you like in that one? I'm guessing Pyramid Head?
Yes.
Thank you. How about the blind dead and the mutant cannibals?
Oh, God. I'm going to go mutant cannibals.
Oh. Oh, Monica. Thanks for writing in, Sean. Votes are locked in, homeboy.
Yeah.
Here he comes again. Subject line, Immersion Terra Dome. I think he forgot that he... Or wait a minute. Am I... No, it's the same Sean. Oh, no. That was Sean G. My bad. Okay, so that was Sean G from Angry Gnome Comics that just wrote it.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm getting my Seans mixed up because they spell their name the same. Here comes Sean S. from Reno, Nevada.
All right.
Subject line, Immersion Terra Dome. First Terra Dome. For singles, it's definitely Pyramid Head. That a boy. If a bunch of orgy-having kids can fend off the space spider, that is Pennywise, Pyramid Head will have no problem. Plus, so much of Pennywise relies on the fear of his prey, and as far as I know, Pyramid Head doesn't even feel, let alone get scared. For teams, I'm not really leaning very heavily to either side, so I'll just throw in with the cannibals. God damn it. All right, fine. This week's immersion therapy was pretty good for what it was, having read the series that it's based on. They pretty much took the original basic premise, mixed it with Final Destination, and replaced the unrelatable bits of Japanese culture with American culture. That's it for me, Sean. Very cool, Sean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to check out Death Note?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, here comes Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Also from here in Reno. Subject line, busy as balls. I guess his balls are pretty busy. Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Tips.
Well, you never know. You might be hanging out with Eric. Hey, guys. It's been a while. Things have been hectic. Since the senorita is working two jobs and school just started back up, she barely even has time to breathe, which by extension means I don't either. I was hoping I could convince her to see the It remake with me, since she's dragged me to quite a few animated children's movies lately. But it looks like it will be a cold day in hell before she watches another scary movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Beyond the Gates was too much for her, so it would probably put her over the edge. Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
She couldn't handle that one. You will get cut off for a very long time, Nick. Terra Dome, in honor of the remake, please give me Pennywise. Okay. That's it for me this week. I hope all is well with everyone. Nick. I guess he didn't want to vote on teams. All right, Nikki. Good luck with that shit, man. I think you're just going to have to go see it by yourself or something. Oh, you know what? Hit me up. I'll go see it with you. I don't mind seeing it again.
Yeah, timing's right. I might be able to see it again, too.
Right on. Here comes Tim, Sydney, Australia. Subject line, just a quick hello. Hey, guys, just a quick hi and votes. Single, me and Jill want Pennywise, and teams, we're both taking the mutant cannibals. God damn it.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. And the mutant cannibals.
It's a close one.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, it's not.
No, the...
Oh, this one? Yes, yeah. It is. Once again, thanks heaps for putting our show on with you guys. It means a lot. I'll catch you down the road.
Right on.
Right on, Tim. Tim's got his own show now, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Padded Room Network. Mm-hmm. Check out Horror for Dummies. Him and his buddy Benny over there in Australia. I feel like if I listen to them too much, I'm just going to absorb the Australian accent.
Oh, yeah?
Which will probably help me out with the ladies. Here comes Eric again. Subject line, September 23rd, the end of the world.
Hey, I heard about this.
What? Oh, is this a thing now?
Yeah, it's a new...
This is the new date?
Yeah,
September 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. What day of the week is that?
I don't know. Hopefully, it doesn't matter. I work every day.
It's a fucking Saturday, God damn it.
So don't pay your bills till after.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you got any credit cards, that would be a good time to run them up. Hey, Padded Room. I know this isn't horror-related, but it can be horrifying if it actually happens. But have you been hearing about how the world is supposed to end on September 23rd, 2017? I guess I was the last one to hear about this. I guess I was,
me
actually.
Me too.
Yeah, we had no idea about this. Because
I was keeping it from you guys.
Oh, just surprise us?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the world! Apocalypse! Woo! I guess I was the last one to hear about this because I just heard about it yesterday. Can I get each of your thoughts on that? I don't believe in this crap, especially when the world was supposed to end 12/21/12, and it didn't. People are just freaking out because all of the natural disasters that are happening. Enjoy the rest of the week.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't think the world's going to end.
No.
Where did this one come from?
I don't know where it came from, but I was reading. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah.
Well, what is it supposed to be? Like
end of the world.
Just lights out?
Like nobody wakes up on
that would be
the
awesome.
Stroke of midnight? No,
it's awesome. Like, you know, that's basically when things start, you know, blowing up and just the apocalypse.
Massive earthquakes and volcanoes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we had a good run, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not buying it. And here's what I would like to do from now on. Adam Carolla had a good theory. Anytime somebody announces that the end of the world is going to be at a certain time on a certain date, they have to basically sit with a shotgun pointed at them, and when the clock hits that time, the shotgun goes off. Oh, or better yet, we'll give them 5 minutes after.
Yeah,
they should have no problem with that because technically they'll be dead, and they won't have to worry about the shotgun, right?
Excellent.
If they believe what they're actually saying, which I don't think they do, buddy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I tell you what I'm going to do there, Eric. I'm not going to quit my job, so.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep going to work until then, and that's what I'll be doing. But I got the day off, so if anybody wants to have like an end of the world party, we can do that. Maybe I'll give my wife a hall pass or something.
Since we're back on Eric, we got to answer his question about Annabelle.
Annabelle and It was
and it?
Yeah. I have not seen Annabelle Creation.
I have not either.
Monica,
I've seen it.
You said it wasn't bad, huh?
It was, it was way better than the first one.
That's not saying much. The first one was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did like the tie-ins.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay. I did see It. You guys see the new It?
Yes, saw
fucking
It.
Fucking what? Woo-hoo!
You didn't see it?
I saw it.
What do you think, Monica?
I don't have anything.
Just give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thumbs down?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You and Ron Martin, you guys can get an apartment together.
Wow.
Take turns shitting on things. let's see here. Here comes Emma from the UK.
Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Subject line, hello.
It's my podcast girlfriend.
Is it really? Where's my podcast girlfriend? I haven't heard from Angel in days.
Yeah.
Hello, Padded Room. Hope you all are well. How is Monica's dog? Doing good? Doing
bad? Yes.
Yes, very cool.
Yeah, hit the tennis ball.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I have a year-old puppy who is a little fucker. He's constantly eating socks, swallows them whole, and then pukes them back up. Thankfully, he's not eaten anything yet that has gotten stuck. Dogs are stupid, aren't they? They just swallow anything. Dude, the boxer that I had before Reagan, the one that I had to put down, she ate an entire garage door sensor.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Glass, metal, bolts, hard plastic. Yeah. Ate it, chewed it up, shit it all out the next day. No big deal.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, I totally forgot to tell you guys just a few days before this incident, he was eating the styrofoam popcorn. Like
that
I
can't be good.
Didn't know what he was eating, and I turn around and I go, what the fuck are you eating? Because he's like jumping on it and then eating it, and I'm like, oh my God, he's eating styrofoam.
Ah,
wow.
Explain that to me.
Is it the smell?
She ate a fucking garage door sensor, but
that
if she has
one.
Three M&Ms, it's going to kill her.
Wow.
I don't get it. Fucking dogs, whatever.
Iron stomach.
I tell you. Swallow anything. What did you all think of American Horror Story Cult? I really liked it. Love clowns, even though they scare me. Haha, can't believe Netflix are taking the other seasons off. Yeah. Arseholes! Did you guys watch Cult yet?
Yes.
I have not. What did you guys think of... I did find a naked picture of Emma Roberts, and I sent it to Monica.
Oh. Yeah.
And I said, she is a boy!
She is not very well endowed, that Emma Roberts.
Whoa, where was I at?
We don't need to see a picture of a little boy.
It's messed up, Monica.
I can't believe they said the F word on there.
Did they really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to get caught up.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
I was thinking I saw it. Is that the one right before Roanoke?
No, Cult, the one that's going on
the
right
new
now.
One.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't even seen Roanoke.
What am I, two episodes back? I think. As of, it's on Sundays, right?
No, it's on Wednesday.
Wednesdays?
Uh-huh.
So I'm two episodes down, right?
Are you?
I don't know. Oh. I'm asking you. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Shit, I better check.
I thought I saw that.
I saw the opening night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. Last week at work at the library, I had a workman tell me that he seen a ghost in the building and a man dressed old-fashioned and he was doing a job in the cellar one day and the light kept going off by itself. The building is old, freezing, and eerie. Always feels like I'm there alone, hoping I see some spooky activity one day. I can see that. She's in England. That's an old country, so...
Manchester.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's going to be any ghostly activity, I would say probably not so much Reno, Nevada. England?
Oh, yeah.
Good starting point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved your short film, Gone. Oh, fuck. I was really hoping nobody would watch that.
Yay!
I thought the lady with the red hair was fab. You should make another. Where can I watch the other one? The one with the woman giving birth. I seen the trailer on your Facebook page. Bye for now. Thanks, Emma. That's very nice of you. Should I just post that fucking thing?
Yeah.
I should. It's done. I just got to put the credits in the... I'm going to post it, Emma. I will do that. I got time off this week. I'll do it this week. It'll be up there.
Cool.
Very cool, Emma. Thank you for writing in, baby doll.
Yeah, awesome.
Here comes Cake Wolf.
What's going on, Cake Wolf?
Subject line, Penny for your thoughts.
Hmm.
Hey, Padded Room. I'll take Pyramid Head and the Blind Dead. Well, shit, Cake Wolf. And the Blind Dead. Very cool. What did you guys think about It? What would you have changed? Personally, the whole kidnapping Beverly thing felt super cheap to me. Overall, though, not bad for streamlined King Bible. I like the nods to the turtle and would have enjoyed more focus on the magic displayed in the book, but I don't really see that happening unless we get a few seasons of the story as an HBO show. Maybe that'll happen before we're all geezers. I'm finally over my cold. I can start drinking again. I don't think he ever stopped.
Drinking, yeah, right when you're making drinks,
no, he's like texting me pictures of like NyQuil and Jack Daniels, and he's like, "I'm gonna be feeling better in no time."
Wow.
Hopefully, I can get back into the swing of things quickly. Thanks again for everything you do. Much love, Cake Wolf. Very cool, Cake Wolf. Thanks for writing in, buddy. Glad you're feeling better too, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
He called in last week. He sounded like shit.
Oh, yeah, he did.
We got a voicemail here.
Would you change anything in It?
The thing about that is that you want to be as loyal to the source material as you can, but there's some shit in that book that you just can't do.
Yeah.
The kid gangbang, the bully hand job. I would have liked to have seen the the smoke tent thing.
Oh.
There's a part where Richie Tozier and Mike... They all get together. They build a fort in the Barrens, and they, they try to do this Native American ritual where they basically all get into the fort, start a small fire, and just inhale the smoke until they can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody leaves except for Richie Tozier and Mike, and they go on like this weird spirit quest thing where they find out where it came from, and they see like a prehistoric dairy and this thing crashing into the earth, and that's where it started. I would have liked to have seen that. I think that would have been badass. I'm not sure why they didn't do it other than special effects budgets. Anyway, here comes the old Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Padded Room, what's up?
What's going on, Alan?
Terry Dome, me and Shelly are taking Pyramid Head and the Mutant Cannibals. Let's see. I already guess Miss Monica. Yeah, the Pretty Reckless, that was a good song. Curse me out who that chick used to be.
The Grinch.
And she was the little kid in The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Which yeah, I probably knew that. Wow. Anyway.
She's smoking hot, by the way. Did you get GP'd?
That seemed too short.
Oh, yeah, buddy, oh, watch Game of Thrones. That show's awesome. Sit down and watch it, dude. You'll dig it.
You heard him.
Yeah, I saw season one. I absolutely love it. I just don't have time to watch anything.
I'm with you, man. I got so many fucking shows. I haven't seen the last season, season seven. Everybody says it's amazing. I am like two seasons behind on The Walking Dead. What else?
Oh, since you're on this, Walking Dead, the season seven, is that the one with
Negan?
Negan?
I believe
so. Is now on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, right on.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, dude. I would love to get caught up on these friggin' shows at some point. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
All right. That was it on the listener mail. Kids, you guys got anything for Alan, Emma, Sean S., Sean G., Eric, Tim, Nikki, or anybody else?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling right in.
Absolutely. Terradome is locked for the week.
And Eric, the one that turned 21?
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. We would like a picture.
Not of your mushroom tip, though. Well, send that one directly
to Monica. Well, you can.
Send that one directly to Monica. All righty. Let's get ourselves into a movie here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
If the future were in your hands.
The daughter's screaming. The house is burning.
Would you change it?
Hurry up! It's not too late.
Touch this man's hand, and you are in the grip of the dead zone.
I've had another episode.
Only the imagination of author Stephen King could take you there.
Johnny, wait!
With a power that alters the future lives of those you love.
You want to kill your own son?
I want you out of here.
I'm scared, Dad.
Or of those you fear.
I have had a vision that I am going to be president of the United States someday, and nobody, I mean nobody, is going to stop me.
Is it a power for good or for evil?
If God has seen fit to bless you with this gift, you should use it.
Bless me?
You're a devil. Son of a man.
Who are you?
Who sent you?
I'm scared, sir. What's happening to me?
We're gonna get married, Johnny. Don't leave me, please.
Didn't you see how clear it all is? Not only can you see the future, I can change it.
Skelton!
I was there, I saw it.
Put your hand on the scanning screen and you'll go down in history with me.
I saw his face. I stood there. I did nothing.
Johnny!
Stephen King, The Dead Zone.
Stephen King, The Dead Zone. This one's directed by David Cronenberg. I had no idea he directed this.
Yeah.
I guess there wasn't enough vomit in it. Or other excrement of bodily fluids. I don't know. I don't even... you think Cronenberg and you think like Rabid, The Fly, History of Violence, which didn't have much vomit either, I guess. Anyway, this one's written by Stephen King. Came in at 7.2 stars on the old IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Christopher Walken, Tom Skerritt, and Brooke Adams. Dude, what do you guys think? Is this a horror movie? I mean, I know it's Stephen King.
No.
I don't really feel like it is. It's a good drama.
Suspense.
Suspense thriller, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, the book is just as, if not equally as boring. Mm. I'm not saying this is a bad movie, but we get a whole...
I'll say it for you.
Okay. We get a whole crap ton of backstory in the book, and this is what you get right here. So we start off, we're in Maine, obviously, of course, and we're in, what was it, Chamberlain or something like that?
I think so.
Some small town in Maine, and we got ourselves a couple of school teachers, a young Christopher Walken with like a weird bowl haircut and some John Lennon glasses. I don't think he was very attractive. And then we have Brooke Adams. Raise your hand if you found Brooke Adams attractive.
Anyone? I don't think she ever was. She's like not ugly, but...
Well, I think it's just like a sign of the times, because for some reason in the early 80s, we all got together and decided that homely chicks were really hot. Thus, we had like a bunch of chicks with like weird bowl haircuts and things like that.
Jamie Lee Curtis!
That's exactly what I'm talking about, you know?
I did not find her attractive.
At all. Not in this one. No, I don't. I mean, I know. I think she's on like NCIS now or something like that. She might be hot now, but... Huh. Or one of those goddamn SVU whatever shows. Right. so this is what we're doing. We got ourselves a couple of school teachers here, kids, and they are, I guess they're in love, and they get out of school. They go to the local amusement park, which is a pretty lackluster amusement park, if I do say so myself. They go on a ride, and Christopher, or we meet our characters first, I should say. We have Johnny Smith.
Good name, right?
Come on. Steven. Johnny Smith. Couldn't you just open up a phone book and grab a name at random? Joe, we got Johnny Smith.
Maybe he did.
Oh, well, shit, right.
I guess I'm stuck with this
fucking
one.
Fucking John Smith. Are you serious? And then we have Sarah, played by Brooke Adams. They go to the amusement park. Johnny gets himself like a headache, and he gets like a quick flash of something, like some kind of a vision or something. He's like, all right, I got to get off this roller coaster. So he takes her home. We have a very romantic scene where she wants to take him inside and fuck him, but he's not into it because I don't know. I don't know why not. Maybe he wasn't that attracted to her either.
Yeah, maybe.
He was just, but I think that's what it was, buddy. I think there's like some job security if he got on her good side. So he's like, you know, sweetie, I'm not ready for this right now. Yeah, I'm me neither. But anyway, so he leaves her there at the doorstep in the rain, and he's like, I'm going to marry you someday. And she's like, you better. And then he gets into his Volkswagen Beetle and takes off. Here we have like a guy that is driving some kind of a tanker. I think it had milk in it.
That's what it looked like. Yeah. It was weird.
I don't know. I don't know what that was supposed to be. But he's driving a tanker, and he's nodding off at the wheel. And to make a long story short, he basically jackknifes the fucker and sends the tanker careening into traffic, which, of course, Johnny smacks into in his Beetle and has himself a nasty car accident. Did you notice that the tanker skidded like for like a mile?
A mile.
At a leisurely pace of about 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I could have got out and walked around it.
I know, right?
Anyway, Johnny smacks into it, has himself a nasty car accident, and puts himself into a coma for 5 years. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm saying 2 months. If I'm not up and around in 2 months, go ahead and pull the fucking plug. Can you imagine what his hospital bill looked like after 5 years?
Oh, jeez.
You're done, dude. You're an indentured servant from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that sucks. Am I what?
Oh, no. I was just thinking sometimes when you're in a coma, I mean, they can't really, like, kill you because you're not on, like, the respirator. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Sometimes you, unless you know you can commit suicide in that state, you're fucked.
Oh, that really sucks.
Your family's not going to do it for you.
Fucking okay. I'm telling one of you guys right now.
You have to put it in your will.
No, I'm telling you. This is a matter. This is on record. I'm counting on one of you to come to the hospital and put a pillow over my face. 2 months. Better yet,
both do it. That way it's our secret. I'll hold the other. Yeah.
Either that or just call Alan. Alan will do it for
me. Do we have to
me.
Wait till he's in the hospital?
What? Hey! I don't want to fight you, but I will if I have to.
If you're in an accident like down the street and we're there to witness it and you lose a limb, we're going to just put you out of your misery.
Well, wait,
okay?
Let's talk about which limb it is.
Well, what
that
if
I've
you
lost.
Lose a leg? You want to live?
Well, yeah, I can make it on one leg.
No.
I'll get a robot leg.
I'll help you.
I'll get a prosthetic leg. I'll be fine. I'll be at the strip club. Jeez.
Should we start plotting?
Motherfuckers are trying to kill me. We're going to take over the podcast. It's going to be great. Jesus. Inmates, pay attention to what you're listening to right now. This may be admissible as evidence at some point. All right, so Johnny's in a goddamn coma. Nobody killed him, thank God. And he wakes up 5 years later. Now, apparently when you're in a coma for 5 years, your muscles basically atrophy. So he's got to like learn how to walk, and he's got to do physical therapy and all this shit again. He's just marinating there at the hospital for a while, and eventually the nurse comes to check on him, and he grabs her hand to try to set himself up, and he gets like a crazy vision of her house on fire, and her little girl is trapped in the corner. So he's like, your house, it's on fire. You got to go call your daughter.
That's my Christopher Walken right there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a weird kind of like a vision, though, because it looked to me like her house just spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
Because, like, the kid's in the corner, and Christopher Walken is laying in her bed, and, like, the blanket is on fire, and then the nightstand just, like, erupts into flames.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird. I don't know if that was just, like, his visual interpretation of it, or that's what he saw, or that's actually was happening. Anyway, good news. She gets to save her kid, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. But the bad news, though, is that now this little, whatever it is, occurrence is leaked to the media, and now they're all wanting to, like, interview him, and, oh, you mm-hmm. saved the kid, you psychic bastard. Let's get you on the show here. So we get cut to, like, this big press conference he's having, and one of the reporters is a real dick face, and he's like, hey, who's going to win the election there, guy? Johnny's like, election, what are you talking about? And he's like, you got this Greg Stilson versus Senator Fucko over there, who's gonna win that one? He's like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now. So eventually this reporter is being a real cockface about it, and he's like, mm-hmm. Johnny's like, well, fine, I gotta mm-hmm. touch your hand and then maybe I can figure it out. So the reporter gets up and he, like, touches Johnny's hand, and Johnny's like, you want to know why your sister killed herself? And the reporter's like, all right, get your fucking hand off me there, guy. And he almost gets into a fight. Okay, but now we have this other doctor that's, like, noticing this. Dr. Wyzak, I think it was, who's, like, a weird Russian German guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Wyzak has himself, like, the Wyzak Institute, which is, like, for, you know, physical rehabilitation of comatose patients. And now he's taking a real interest in Johnny because he's noticing this psychic ability. So Johnny moves in with Wyzak over at the old facility there, and he starts, like, running tests on him and hooking him up to the weird brain sticker probe thing, whatever that thing is.
Right.
So you got to watch out for that. At one point, Johnny touches the doctor, and he gets a vision of basically, like, Nazi, like, World War II Nazi Germany, and a little boy being saved by his mother, but basically just being shoved onto a horse-drawn carriage during a battle and being shoved off into the, like, just get the fuck out of there, out of the battle zone.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny's like, hey, your mother, she's still alive. She's looking for you. And Wyzak's like, no, it is impossible. She's dead. And he's like, no, she's here, and she's looking for you. Hey, shut up, man. I've been working on my Christopher Walken, all right?
I think it's fun. Keep doing it. Yeah,
you did all right.
Yeah.
Ah, buddy's giving me the stink eye.
Buddy.
So he calls he basically looks in the phone book and finds this lady's name, calls her, and comes to realize that that is, in fact, his mom. Excellent. So now Johnny has some credibility as being a psychic, and a pretty good one at that. Okay, so Wyzak kind of gets him back on his feet and walking around, and eventually Johnny gets to move back in with his dad right after his mother dies. Moves in with dad. Eventually Sarah shows up 5 years later. This is going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah shows up. She's like, hey, you're out of your coma. That's great. And Johnny's like, yeah, 5 years, huh? And she's like, yeah, I'm married and I have a baby, so that's what I'm doing. So, well, that's kind of fucked up. But it's kind of like Castaway, it reminded me.
Yeah.
You know, with mm-hmm. Helen Hunt and Tom Hanks there. Anyway, that's kind of weird. So then she takes off, and it's like she drives down the road, and then she pulls over and starts crying. Because she obviously still has feelings for him. And he's all fucked up. He's got, like, crutches and leg braces and Forrest Gump shoes and stuff like that. So, the next day, or maybe a day or two later, she comes back. And... Well, dad's out of the house. We know what's about to go down. She's like, hey, you waited a long... You said we should wait to have sex, so I think 5 years is long enough, and then they have sex all day, I think, is what I got after the baby fell asleep. Yeah. Is that what you guys got?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good banging? You think... I mean, I hate to be weird about this, but you think his wiener still worked after 5 years? Maybe the nurse...
Well, maybe she helped him.
I would hope so.
Rework it in.
And she's all married
and
with a kid.
And that first time probably was only like a split second.
Yeah, anyway. After 5 years, yeah. I'd have like a fire hose down there. That's gross. Anyway, so that's great. So she leaves that night and she's like, hey, man, we can't do this ever again because I'm married. And I just wanted to fuck you one time because we never got to do that. So we did it. And now I'm going to go ahead and be a wife again. And he's like, yeah, I figured that. It's fine. Next day, the sheriff shows up, played by a young Tom Skerritt. What did you think of young Tom Skerritt, Monica?
I don't like this guy.
Really?
At all?
At all. He's so creepy.
He's got a weird like face, right?
And that mustache.
Always with the mustache.
He's very creepy to me.
I don't find him creepy. I just don't know why. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, he's never been seen without the mustache. I thought he looked a lot better when he was younger, like in this movie. Now he just...
He was young?
I mean, younger than he is now, obviously. Anyway, Tom Skerritt shows up, and he's got his deputy with him, and he's like, hey, man, I heard you're a psychic. We got ourselves a serial killer here in Castle Rock, and we need some help finding who the serial killer is, because... He's jacking young ladies and he's raping them, and we have no leads and we got to figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's like, I'm not going to find your killer. So why don't you just get out of here? So the sheriff leaves, and then like the next day, Johnny's watching TV with his dad, and there's like a news report of another dead body found, another young lady.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls the sheriff. He's like, oh God, I got to help him with this. These guys don't know what the fuck is going on. So he calls the sheriff. The sheriff takes him to the latest crime scene, which is like this weird tunnel thing. And he shows him the evidence. He's got like a pack of cigarettes and a bunch of butts. And Johnny feels all that shit and he doesn't get anything. But as they're having this conversation, the radio goes off.
Is there something? Sorry for the interruption, but this is so fitting.
What?
It's like raining and dark, and there's lightning
massive
outside.
Massive lightning going on.
Darian can't see it, but we are watching it.
It's a nice little show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally fits in with Stephen King.
Too bad we're not doing a horror movie. Fuck. Anyway, Johnny's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Thanks for bringing me all the litter in the alleyway here, but I got nothing for you. But then the radio goes off. Was that one close?
That was huge.
It like went.
What do you guys come sit here? Anyway, the radio goes off, and they just found another dead body. So that's pretty creepy. Johnny's like, all right, take me to that dead body. So the dead body is, this one is like in a gazebo in the middle of town. Mm-hmm. Another young lady, been raped, several stab wounds. Johnny gets over there. He feels her hand, and we basically get a flashback to the murder as it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the whole thing. There's like a weird guy standing in the gazebo earlier that day. This hot chick comes walking across the courtyard area. This guy knows the chick, so he calls her up, and he's like, hey, I'm going to show you something. I got something cool here. And then he, like, opens up his coat, and he's got, like, a pair of scissors stuck in his coat, like a like a shoulder holster for scissors. Like, if you were some kind of a secret agent hairdresser, I feel like that's what you would go for. Anyway. So, basically, he then stabs her and then pulls her boobs out and presumably rapes her and then kills her and leaves her body right there. Johnny sees the whole thing, and he sees who did it, and sure as shit, it's that dipshit deputy that's been following the sheriff around. So Johnny's like, it's the deputy. We gotta find him. So they go to the deputy's house. This guy's a real Buffalo Bill type of a guy. He lives with his mom, who's a real shit stain, and they live like in a hoarders-like house. So him and the sheriff go to the guy's house. The deputy stole the sheriff's cruiser, so they know he's there. They get up there. They start walking around in the house. The guy's like hiding out, and he goes ahead and kills himself, but in the weirdest possible way. And to be honest with you, I don't know that this would actually be effective as far as suicide goes. He basically deep throats his scissors. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like maybe one of them went up a nostril, and the other one went in the...
I don't know how that would kill
him. I don't think it would hit the brain. He does like... He gets very blowjobby with it, too. He puts like his hands behind his head.
Yeah.
And
who would do that to themselves?
I don't think that would kill you. I think it would just hurt like a son of a bitch. And
Deputy Frank Dodd.
Yeah, well, fucking rock and roll. So that's cool. That guy's dead. Our serial killer is dead. As Johnny's walking up the stairs, though, he like grabs the mom by the hand and he's like, "You knew, you knew." So she knew he was killing people. That's pretty nasty. As they're leaving, they find the dead body. As they're leaving, mom pulls a gun and starts shooting at him.
Yeah.
Sheriff Skerritt, or whatever his name was, kills the mom. And then that's the end of that little situation there.
And Christopher Walken gets shot.
He does, but it's never mentioned again in the movie.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe she missed or something. I don't know.
I thought it hit him in the leg.
Maybe. Anyway, now we're going to cut to, I guess, like a week or two later, or maybe a couple months later. Johnny's moved out of his dad's house. He's living in an apartment in town now. And to make a living, he's basically tutoring kids. And, like, I think he just quit doing psychic stuff. He didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, like he's hiding out.
Yeah. So he tutors kids from his house. He doesn't want to leave the house because every time he does, he gets accosted by people. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, a whole fucking closet full. Am I going to explode?
Wow.
It's getting closer.
That, like, lit up the whole entire sky.
Have you guys heard any thunder?
No.
Huh. It can't be that close.
That one was.
Fuck.
There it is. It's getting closer. this could be the end of the Padded Room podcast, boys and girls.
September 23rd, huh?
Kaboom!
Might be sooner.
We didn't make it to the 15th. Fuck. Anyway, so now he's basically living like a hermit in his apartment. People, he's got like a whole fucking closet full of mail, people wanting answers for all kinds of shit. Basically, that's what's happening. A rich guy rolls up in like a Bentley, and he's got a chauffeur. And he gets into Johnny's apartment. He introduces himself. He's like some kind of a tycoon or CEO of something. And he's like, hey, man, I know you're the psychic guy, and I don't really care. My son needs help with learning. He's kind of a shut-in. He's fine, functionally. He just doesn't do well in school. So maybe you could come to the house and check him out. And then, you know, maybe you could tutor him from our place. Johnny agrees reluctantly, but eventually he's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So the rich guy starts sending cars for him to take him back to the stately estate to tutor his son. Very cool. That's happening. Johnny gets like a little bond going with this kid. This kid is he's fine, really, other than being a rich guy's son and kind of being spoiled rotten a little bit. Our natty's all right. One day, Johnny shows up, and as he's walking in, this politician dude, Greg Stilson, is leaving. And basically, Stilson there is running for Senate, and he's there to solicit the rich guy for campaign contributions. Mm-hmm. As Johnny's leaving, he goes to shake Stilson's hand, and Stilson puts a button in his hand, so there's no actual skin-on-skin contact, so Johnny doesn't get like his flash-forward vibe or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. From there, Johnny like goes to, he's like hanging out with the kid, and he's like tutoring him. The kid's doing fine. He touches the kid at one point, like on his hand, and he gets a vision of like the kid falling through ice and like drowning in a lake. So find out a couple days later, the kid's got a few
kids drowning in
a lake. Yeah, like a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. Turns out he's got like an amateur hockey game coming up at this frozen pond.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny has to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
So he shows up at the rich guy's house. He's like, the ice! It's going to break. And then eventually the rich guy's like, you are fucking nuts, man. Why don't you? I hired you to tutor the kid. I want you to teach him how to read, not be a freak with it there, guy. And Johnny's like, you know who I am. Why don't you listen to me? And now the kid's all freaked out. He's like, dude, if this guy say, look at him, he's freaked out. You know he's the psychic guy. He's telling me I shouldn't go to this thing. Why don't I just sit this one out?
Right?
So luckily, the rich guy is like, fine, you fucker. I won't take him to play hockey. There, you ruined it for everybody, you son of a bitch. So Johnny leaves, and then the rich guy's like, okay, let's go play hockey. And the kid's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Turn out, a couple days later, Johnny's walking down the street. He sees a newspaper headline about two kids drowning while playing hockey at the amateur hockey place. So, yeah, gotcha. Told you so, you rich bastard. But the kid survived. Johnny called him to make sure. So that's good news. Now Johnny's like back in his hermit state a little bit. He's chilling at his apartment one day, and there's a knock on the door. And it's one of these fucking losers that has to knock on your door on a Sunday morning when you're trying to watch football and tell you why you should vote for their guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those guys.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Jesus. Johnny's being real nice to the guy, though. He's like, I don't have time for this right now. And the guy's like, oh, will you just take some humble literature, and if you have any questions. And then the guy doesn't have the pamphlets, so he calls to his wife, who's in the car, who happens to be Sarah.
Yeah.
Ah, you motherfucker. I love that. That's one of my favorite things in the world, is running into an ex-girlfriend with her new loser boyfriend. Happens, for some reason, in this town, it happens to me all the time, especially at the mall. Whenever I go to the mall, I run into an ex-girlfriend. Anyway, Good times. good times there. She comes up. She's like, oh, Johnny, how are you? And he's like, Sarah, it's good to see you. And then basically they kind of have like an awkward smile. And then basically the guy and Sarah leave. And Johnny just kind of goes into his depressive slump again. Unfortunately for Johnny, like right across the street at this open field, they're having some kind of a goddamn campaign rally. Mm-hmm. I would be pissed if I lived in that apartment. And they had a fucking big band and some loudmouth on a megaphone talking about what needs to happen in Washington. Especially if it was happening on a Sunday when I'm trying to watch football, buddy.
Right.
Piss me off. Anyway, Johnny's like, oh, Jesus Christ, here comes this asshole. And it's this Greg Stilson character again, played by Martin Sheen. Johnny looks out the window. Of course, the first person he sees is Sarah, and she's got her button on, and she's passing out flyers and all that shit. So Johnny's like,
whoa.
I saw that one.
And you're not even facing the window.
I saw that reflection of the TV. This lightning is getting pretty threatening here, inmates. So that's pretty cool. Johnny's like, I'm fucking sick of being in this apartment. He goes over there to try to find Sarah. He gets mixed up in the crowd just as Martin Sheen's getting out of his limo. And basically Martin Sheen is like high-fiving everybody and glad-handing it. And he touches Johnny's hand and Johnny gets his flash forward.
Mm-hmm.
From there we see basically like an apocalyptic missile strike in progress.
Yeah.
Like basically the Stilson guy eventually is going to become president and he's going to order like a nuclear holocaust. And he's going to basically go insane. He's like, I've got a vision. And this is my destiny. And Johnny's like, oh, this fucking lunatic. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to kill everybody. So after that, we have like a couple days of brooding and Johnny's not sure what to do. So he calls the doctor. He basically lays it on the doctor like, hey, would you go kill Hitler if you could? The doctor's like, yeah, I guess I would. I mean, it'd suck, but probably be saving lives if I did that. So Johnny makes up his mind that he's going to kill this Stilson guy. So that's good. He gets himself a hunting rifle and he figures out where the next campaign rally is going to be. Johnny gets there a little early, gets himself a nice balcony seat, and basically it's a sniper's perch and he's about to drill this guy. Here comes Stilson with all of his entourage and he's up there and he's talking about change and all this horse shit. Johnny just puts him in his crosshairs, shoots, misses, hits the podium. One of Stilson's thugs returns fire, hits Johnny in the hand. And then in the chest. But while that's happening, Stilson grabs Sarah's baby and basically uses it as a human shield.
Meat shield.
Woo! See, this is why I hang out with Dale. That baby is not going to stop a bullet, my friends. Dale can take probably a .45 slug, and I'll walk away scot clean. That baby, not so much. Anyway, Johnny gets hit in the chest, hits center mass right in the heart, falls over the balcony and collapses on the floor. Stilson is like freaked out. He goes running over to Johnny. He's like, "Who sent you, you motherfucker?" Johnny grabs his hand, and the new flash forward is like Stilson holding the baby up on the cover of Time magazine, and basically his career being
over,
like just plummeting, and him eventually taking his own life, which is perfect. So, mission successful, and then Stilson leaves, and Sarah comes running over, and she's like, oh, Johnny! And he's like, it's okay, and then Johnny dies, and Sarah tells him that he loves her, she loves him, and that's basically the end of the movie. What'd you guys think of the old Dead Zone there?
It was worth a watch. It's all right.
I like Christopher Walken. This isn't really a horror movie, though, I don't feel like. It's more of like a weird thriller drama type of a thing.
Yeah, drama.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not a bad movie.
It's okay.
It's a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
If we could have just spent the whole movie in serial killer land, I think it would have been a lot better.
Yeah, and just did a 180.
Yeah, and then I get all political and with this fucking ice breaking and stuff like that. Anyway, it's worth a watch if you're in a Stephen King kind of a mood, or if you're just like me and you love yourself some Christopher Walken.
I don't know why every time I think of this movie, his character from The Deer Hunter pops into my head.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Check it out, inmates, if you feel like it. Again, not really a horror movie, but if you're in a Stephen King mood, go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take us a little break, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Hey inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Oh, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monica?
Yes.
You on? Yeah?
I'm on.
Ah, now she's on. It's fight time!
Yes!
Let's get into the Terror Dome.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy, and I'll kill you all. I'll make your worst dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. With blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Started off with last week's winners. In a singles competition, we had Pennywise the Clown versus Pyramid Head. The fear of Stan Urus was potent, but he died quickly. After that, there was nowhere for the clown to go. So far from Derry and his trusted sewers, only the streets of Silent Hill to hide him. In a last-ditch effort to frighten the demon, the clown revealed its true form just before the blade swung true. With a vote of 11-8, Pyramid Head advances over Pennywise.
Yeah!
Yeah! I like Pennywise.
I did too, especially after this.
Yeah, I may have voted differently if I had seen the remake first. But yeah. At the same time, man, I don't see Pyramid Head being afraid of a clown.
Right.
So, and there's that fucking sword.
Yeah, and Pennywise comes down to it, since he's not afraid. He'll just make Pyramid float.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the lights would even work on him. Well, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
In the teams competition, we had the blind dead versus the mutant cannibals. Unfortunately for the Templar Knights of San Marco, the effects of generational inbreeding sometimes include augmented strength. The Templars rose just as Heinrich and the family toppled the battlement onto them, smashing the knights to dust. With a vote of 13-4, the mutant cannibals advance over the blind dead.
Wow.
Should we pull the blind dead for next year's tournament? I don't think they've won a match, ever. I would like them to at some point. Man, they could probably beat like the...
Actually, last year they beat the regular zombies, right?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I think they did.
I think they beat the Elite Hunting Company at one point. Maybe like 4 years ago. Something I don't know. Anyway, something to think about.
Yeah, we'll see what new ones come in.
Alrighty, let's take a look at this week's matchup, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
As usual, inmates, bear with me. I'm not very good at writing things. We are in the Inferno Conference Round 7 Singles Division. Her biological clock was ticking louder in her head than anywhere. Her instincts were driving her to reproduce, but every time she tried, her prospective mate proved to be flawed. Thus, she destroyed them. The alien life form known as Syl was bioengineered in the UCLA Chem Lab. Using foreign genetic material and DNA mapping provided from the SETI transmission, they were able to cultivate Syl from a petri dish and watch her grow to full adult in less than a month. Now she was loose and roaming the campus, seducing and destroying prospective mates. Just down the hall from the Chem Lab sits the university's Egyptology department. And on a similar examining table sits a large crate marked Lot 431. Inside the crate sits the rotting husk of the long-dead pharaoh Ramses the Great. Egyptian lore states that should his sarcophagus ever be opened, he would rise to take vengeance on his grave robbers. Now, as the grad students work feverishly at prying open the crate, a very attractive and very naked young woman knocks on the lab door. In singles competition, we have Syl from Species movies versus the Mummy. What do you think, buddy?
Syl. I'm going to go Syl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monica?
Because she's hot.
Which mummy are we talking about?
Whichever one you want to go with.
Okay, well, I'm going to think of the mummy
Brennan
from...
Brennan Fraser.
So I'm taking the mummy.
I am going to take the mummy also. And the reason why is because Syl has... You have to have a boner.
Yeah?
For Syl to work her magic, I think. It's been a long time since I've seen the Species movies.
But she can also be killed.
And
so,
she can.
Yeah, and there's the mummy has tricks up
his...
He's
got, like, scarabs and stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking sand beetles. Things like that. I'm taking the mummy also. I don't think... I think Syl has to, like have sex with you. And then otherwise, she just doesn't even care.
I'm okay with
it. I'm all right with it, too. As long as she's played by Natasha Henstridge.
Right?
She can do whatever she wants. Let's take a look at the teams division. This one's a little wacky. We're still in the Inferno Conference Round 7. The Amazonian exhibition was making waves across the Southwest, traveling from university to university, displaying the wonders of South American river life. The exhibit includes a 17-foot python. What the fuck? What is that? The Amazonian exhibition was making waves across the Southwest, traveling from university to university, displaying the wonders of South American river life. The exhibit includes a 17-foot python, an aquarium filled with piranha, several examples of the flora and fauna, and 8 actual tribesmen of the Uluwatu tribe of headhunters. Unfortunately, the trip through South Texas proves to be a bit too taxing for the tribesmen, and they begin plotting their escape. As the bus breaks down on an empty stretch of Texas nothing, they seize the opportunity. Not knowing the lay of the strange country they're in, they begin to head south in hopes of happening upon their beloved jungle. In the distance, a lonely and decrepit old farmhouse looms. A generator grinds noisily in the night as the cannibals approach. Inside, they hear more machinery and the screaming of a frightened girl. Looking through a filthy window, they see a family seated at a large table, one terrified young lady kneeling over a bucket, and an elderly gentleman attempting to strike her feebly with a hammer. Team's competition, we have the Jungle Cannibals versus the Sawyers. I am going to take the Jungle Cannibals in an unprecedented move, because they are hunters. The Sawyers are like grave robbers in art, artsy DIYers with dead bodies, and they do a lot of fucking around. That grandpa guy, he's not going to kill anybody.
Mm-mm.
Really, it's all just Leatherface.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of that family's going to get eaten themselves. I'm taking the Jungle Cannibals, Monica.
Me too.
Buddy?
I'm going with the Sawyer family.
I knew it. You fucking asshole. Those are your Terror Dome matchups for the week. Singles competition, we had Syl versus the Mummy. In the teams competition, we had the Jungle Cannibals versus the Sawyer family. As usual, inmates, get us your votes by next week if you can. The mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275. Or get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. While you're pondering these combatants, let us tell you what we were looking at this week.
What are you looking at?
Just a few things real quick. Have you guys heard of a movie called Coherence?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty dope. It's a, if you can handle pretentious characters, it's pretty dope. It's a pretentious dinner party where you have like a bunch of yuppies and dudes with beards and guys that spend a lot of money on clothes trying to make it look like they didn't spend a lot of money on clothes.
Okay.
But the power goes out, so they go to try to find help, and they realize the exact same party is happening about a block down. And by that I mean, basically, their doppelgangers are having a party a block down, and there's but the people that are having the party a block down are doing the exact same thing that they're doing. So, like, they cross each other in the street as they're going, and then it's like, okay, what would I be doing? I would probably be pissed off. So there's a good chance that I am thinking about killing the other me at the other party, which means he's probably thinking the same thing. So I better strike first before he does.
Which he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So it's like, and then from there, wow, it just gets even more fucked up, because it's like some of the characters get crossed. So it's like, okay, is this our buddy or is this the buddy from down the street?
I see. Okay.
And he doesn't know either, because he thinks he's back at the house that he started at.
Oh, boy.
But they try to figure it out. They come up with this weird numbering system, and, like, they have glow sticks. So, like, the three of us are here. We all have blue glow sticks. The guys, the other podcast happening down the street, are using red glow sticks. That's the only way we can tell each other apart.
Wow.
But if we decide to send Monica to infiltrate the other party, we give her a red glow stick, and nobody knows the difference.
Huh.
It gets even more fucked up from there.
Which means they give the other Monica a blue one.
Blue one, exactly. But it's like, are they thinking that? I don't know. But no, it kind of pissed me off, though, because at no point does anybody think, I'll just get in my car and drive home. They all stick it out at this dinner party. I hate it when they have an easy out like that. So anyway, I watched that, and I watched It from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad motherfucker right there, buddy.
It is.
Monica hates it. Ron Martin hates it. They are the only two people, I think, in the known universe that hated that movie.
Right?
I loved it.
I did, too.
Monica, what did you hate about It?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it was my hatred of the clown.
Okay.
I hated the forehead, so I was focused on that.
Yeah, it was a big forehead.
Yeah.
And I don't like the guy that played the clown.
Really?
What?
I don't like him, so I was...
Why do you not like him?
I don't know.
Did you watch him in Hemlock Grove?
No.
Okay.
I liked him in that.
I liked him in that, too. Handsome devil when he's not in the clown makeup, I say. I like him. I like the movie.
And I was like waiting like for the scary stuff. And
Well, I kind of agree with that. I mean, it wasn't really that scary. It was just jump scares.
Dude, the part at the end when she gets taken down, Bev gets taken down, and mm-hmm. he comes out and he's like doing that dance, but the camera's like locked on his face. I was like, fuck. I mean, I wasn't scared, but I was like, that is a very creepy image. And he's like, the circus is burning behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, I loved it too.
I liked it eons more than the original. Would you at least give it that, Monica? You say it was better than the original?
I'll give it that. Okay. It was better than the original.
Thank you very much.
Progress.
We're getting there. We're working on it.
That's right.
Right on. I understand. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you're wrong. So I'm just kidding. So you just didn't find it scary, or you just couldn't get past the?
I just couldn't get into the movie. I don't understand like why people are afraid of clowns. Oh, to see, begin
I don't get
that.
I don't get it either. I've never had a problem with clowns.
It just didn't do it for me.
Okay, that's cool. Right on. You watch anything else?
Oh, aren't you done with your
list?
That's
it. That's all I got.
Oh, I got a great list.
Oh, yeah. You got 2 weeks.
See, the movie that I've been waiting for and I finally got to see, everybody hated, but I totally liked it.
It Comes at Night?
Yes.
I saw it at Walmart. I almost bought it. What'd you think?
See, to me, I loved it because there was no beginning and no end.
Oh.
Like, you don't know what's going on, why it's happening. Just people show up, and when it ends, it just ends. You're like, oh, did they all die? What happened?
I kind of like that when they do that. You just get like the microcosm of something
that like
leaves you wondering.
Yeah. Last week's Immersion Therapy. The story of the box.
XX.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know? No? You don't know.
No, just some fucked up shit happened and who knows?
Yes. So that's why I really liked it.
Cool.
Small Town Killers.
I was looking at that on Netflix. That's more of a comedy, right?
Yes. Oh, it's on Shudder. I loved it. That's where I
saw
the preview, but then I switched over because I can't play it off your account. So, I don't know. My laptop won't let me.
Try it again because they just updated their site.
Uh-huh.
Because I was having some issues with it too
earlier
in the week, and it works fine now. So try it again.
Well, I use your site to go on and look at the movies, and then I go back to the other site on
that makes
TV
sense.
And go on. So I found some good ones on there. The Vault. This is the new James Franco movie.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
I thought it was pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty much a haunted bank.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sounds cool. Let's see. Jackals.
Ooh. I think Troy was talking about that one. He said it was pretty good. What'd you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah, Home Invasion, yeah?
Yeah, it was a kick-ass movie.
Nice.
With some Satanism going on there. Let's see. Little Evil, Silkwood. This other one I found on your website called Inner Demon, Australian.
Yeah.
Great movie.
You like that one?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I started it a couple weeks ago. I never got around to finishing it.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good show.
The one where they kidnap the girl.
Oh. Okay.
Serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, I keep every time I see that, I think of that other one, that shipbird found footage one with the drug addict.
Yeah, there's three of them named Entertainment.
Oh, wow.
And I watched Lucky Logan.
What is that?
This is the new, I can't ever think of his name. Is it Channing Tatum or Tatum Channing?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it was really good. And The Rachels.
What is The Rachels?
Remember Heathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is The Rachels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a spinoff or something?
No, it's pretty much three girls named Rachel, but one gets kicked out, and then you have the stuck-up one that thinks it's all
like
about her.
Sounds like a teen
drama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. She kills the other Rachel that she's jealous of because everybody likes her better.
Well, at least
single
you got
wife,
that
going for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on.
But it wasn't bad.
Cool. Buddy?
Got to see the best clown movie yet.
Ever!
Right? Yeah, it was totally awesome.
Loved it.
And a couple episodes of Haven, which watching Dead Zone, Deputy Dodd is actually the chief in Haven.
Is he Chief Dodd or is it just the actor?
No, it's just the actor.
Oh, okay. Because there's like some kind of a Stephen King tie-in to that thing, isn't there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Yep, that's
it. Alrighty. Let's talk a little immersion therapy, shall we?
Immersion therapy.
I'm not mad at it, but I don't know any. Apparently, if you see the Japanese or if you know anything about the anime, then you're really going to hate this. That's what everybody's saying.
I believe it. I really want to see the Japanese.
Me too. I've not seen either.
I've scrolled past it, but I didn't want to read it. But.
I thought it was pretty cool when they went to Japan.
I fucking loved this movie.
I thought it was all right. I like Willem Dafoe. I thought he was badass.
Yeah.
And some of those kill scenes were pretty wicked too.
Yeah.
And the monster, he looked great.
Yeah.
I wish we could have caught like a real, you know, better look at him. Yeah. You look gnarly with all the quills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could definitely, it definitely had like an anime vibe to it, I felt.
Yeah.
You know, just like with the, especially at the end when they fall off the.
Big
the,
Ferris wheel
and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, it takes them like 3 minutes to fall all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a bad show. Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to actually pursue this and look at the anime or the Japanese version.
I might look at the Japanese version.
I'm going to watch the Japanese
version. All right. Yeah. Let us know how that goes. Yeah, not bad. Boy, that girlfriend turned out to be a right bitch, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fuck her face. Kind of
saw that coming, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's like as soon as she found out he had this like book thing, it's like, oh, well, I'm your new best friend. I'm like, yeah, this is
you
gonna go.
Dirty bitch. Get out of here.
Unfortunately, I'd be like, can we add this name today and this name?
Yeah. I would every day. It would start off with like, heads of ISIS and North mm-hmm. Korean dictators. And it would very quickly devolve to dicky guy at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Fuck face I saw at work today.
Driver that just cut me off.
Yeah. You're like trying to drive and write at the same time.
Yeah. What's your name?
Motherfucker with the white shirt and the blue fucking hat on.
Yeah, then you see a whole bunch of those guys
die. Yeah, right on. I say it's worth a watch. I don't mm-hmm. know if I really call it a horror movie. I mean, there's plenty of blood and guts in it there, so you got that.
Yeah, but it's like your Final Destination.
Yeah, you could say that. I think that was part of the issue with this, is that in the manga or the Japanese version, there's actually like something that comes and kills these people, as opposed to just, you know, weird sequences of events.
Huh. Oh, that's cool.
So I don't know. That's just something I heard.
Yeah, I like the part when they're in Japan and then you get to see Hiro from. Oh, I just lost the name of the show.
Heroes. Yeah.
Yeah, Hero from Heroes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey. I wonder if he was in the original Japanese.
I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to guess the Japanese version is very serious.
I would think so.
I would imagine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably very depressing.
But I think the creature, because I've seen the creature in the Japanese version.
Yeah.
I think this creature looks better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does the other one look like?
I'll pull it up later.
All right. Does it look similar to that one? Or?
No. Oh. Completely different.
Oh, okay. All right. Right on, man. What do you got for us this week?
All right. This week, let's do a little comedy horror. 2017's Little Evil. It is written and directed by Eli Craig. Stars Evangeline Lilly, Adam Scott, Bridget Everett, and Owen Atlas.
Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same and compare notes next week.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, we got to educate ourselves. One Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monica, I believe Alan nailed you with a little Jacob Goodnight from 2 weeks ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
From
See No Evil.
Yeah. Yep. The eyeballs.
Yeah.
The hook, I remember. Yeah, bad business. He should do more horror movies, man.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that looks dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... That looks like that looks like a Street Fighter character.
That looks like a Jared Leto.
The Joker?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, a little bit. It looks like CGI, like a cutscene from a PlayStation game.
Yeah. I like our version better.
Yeah. Sometimes less is more when it comes to the monster.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Monica, drop some clues on us, will you?
Okay. Day or night, a desert highway has so many stories to tell. Don't hitchhike because you don't know who's going to pick you up. Don't talk to strangers because they'll lead you down the wrong path. So whatever road you came in on, turn around and follow it out or death will follow you.
Get out of here, you silly girl. Oh, thank you for going easy on us this week.
Look, buddy's still like, I don't know.
I missed the first clue.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, you silly lady. Right on. Let's put her to bed with a little werewolf. If anybody needs the answer after that, just hit me up. I'll tell you what it is. Let's put her to bed with a little werewolf action.
Mm-hmm.
The Company of Wolves.
Ran a 8K this week. The Reno Gazette Journal jog.
Awesome.
Fastest time for the D-Man. 8 minutes and 25 second miles.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. That's my average pace. Not too shabby. Here's something that's weird, though. I feel like I'm getting fatter. Looking at myself in the mirror, I look like a big fat guy.
Are you eating more?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Maybe I should stop running then, huh? I don't know.
No, keep running. Just maybe it's what you eat.
Lay off the goddamn cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
That's the problem, I guess. Probably. I'm getting faster, which is good.
Yeah,
but
that's pretty awesome.
Looking pretty portly in my old age. I'm getting older. I think my metabolism is catching up with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to start...
It's just watching what you're eating.
Binging and purging is what I'm going to have to do. Yeah. Start throwing up after.
No, there you go. Yeah,
I think that's a way to go.
That's
as long
way.
As I brush my teeth, I should be fine, right?
Yeah.
Or just chew the food. Don't swallow. Spit it out. Enjoy the flavor.
Oh, that's like teasy.
Yeah.
Well, then swallow one or two bites.
What kind of girl do you think I am? Deacon got himself another medal. He did the kids dash.
Cool.
He, like the photographers for this thing were just in love with him.
Oh, I'm sure.
He is all over the RGJ website. He's all over the Reno 5000 website, rocking his pink sunglasses like a champion.
He's so cute. Awesome. I'm in love with him.
This fucking kid. Jesus. Right on, inmates. I think that's about going to do us for the week then. You guys got anything
else? Oh, I do, actually.
Okay, what do you got?
So, you know, I'm a vegetarian.
Of course.
And so I watched that documentary on Netflix called What the Health.
Okay.
And so I learned some things from it. So I decided to go without like cheese for like a month.
Dude.
And
damn.
You are just narrowing down your diet. You're going to be like on a diet of carpet lint.
Oh, I know. It was so awful. So then I quit like, because I used to have like one egg yolk with my egg whites. But then after I learned about egg yolk, I was like, yeah, no more egg yolk.
Dude.
So.
You all right, go ahead.
So when I went to do my normal blood donation,
right.
My test results came back. And last time, my cholesterol was at 210.
Right.
And now it's down to 170.
Okay.
Whoa. So that's I was really good. Woo!
That's cool.
That's awesome.
But is that the good cholesterol or the bad cholesterol?
It's the good cholesterol.
So
yeah,
you...
my ratio is just fine.
Okay, so you're good then?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I read a book, and it said, like, because I was curious about the whole egg yolk thing, too.
Uh-huh.
And basically, there is very little nutritional value to egg whites. So the whole point, I mean, they're good because they fill you up.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, as far as getting protein or anything like that, all that shit is in the yolk.
Yeah, that's, I didn't stop because of the cholesterol in the yellow. I mean, at first, that's why I stopped. Mm-hmm. But when the doctor put it to me as, okay, so egg yolk is there to feed baby chicks in the eggs. that protein is for them. So when I started like thinking about it, God. I was like, this is really grossing me out to eat egg yolk.
It's bad enough you like pick through them and take the umbilical cords out, right? You got to quit thinking about stuff, Monica. Jesus.
But yeah, so I was like totally stoked about that because they actually said just a week of giving up cheese, your cholesterol drop in no time.
Right on.
So
I could probably do a week without cheese.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, very cool, man. Yeah. So the
like no pizza for a week.
I could do that. You kidding me? My wife lets me have it like once a month if I'm lucky. And that's only after I perform oral on her. So, what's that? Right on.
But yeah, I'm like you. I didn't drop any weight because my coworkers were like, oh, so did you lose some weight from no cheese? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I got to give up the tequila sunrise.
That's what it is, dude. You got to quit being an alcoholic. I think the problem that I'm having is that I finish one of these runs and I'm immediately starving to death. So I just grab whatever is closest, which is usually involves a drive-up window.
Drive-through, yeah.
And I just go to town on that. And that's probably not the best course of action. I should probably start eating with I should probably have some cucumbers. I got a fucking kitchen full of cucumbers right now. If either of you guys want some cucumbers, I got them for you. They're organic. They came right out of my garden.
My mom was like, oh my God, these are the best ever
cucumbers. I'm going to load you up. I'm going to load you up, baby girl. Don't you worry about it. All right, inmates, that's going to do us for the week. What do we say for next week? Pet Cemetery?
Pet Cemetery.
Okay, join us next week for Pet Cemetery here in the old
With Stephen Clancy King Brown.
Month. No.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. I remember.
With
I just said that.
Who the fuck is in it? Fred Gwynn and the other guy there coming in here in Stephen King month. As usual, inmates, like, comment, subscribe wherever you found this goddamn podcast. That always helps us out a lot. We do have a Patreon link with some pretty kick-ass rewards. If you want to check that out, you can find it at patreon.com/paddedroompod. Or if you need any other information on us or where to find us or what the hell to do, go to paddedroom.podbean.com. I get all these fucking websites confused. In the meantime, for Miss Monica, Buddy, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Have a great week.